Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I'm sure most of you have used eBay, which is an e-commerce platform. It's mostly an auction site, but there are other things you can buy over eBay. I've certainly bought more than my share of things on eBay. I don't participate in the auction so much. I usually use the buy it now stuff, but it's not something I use very often. But I'm certainly not going to use it right now until they fix this security problem that some researchers at my employer, Checkpoint Software, have discovered. They disclosed this to eBay about 6 weeks ago, and they decided, well, they weren't going to fix it. Well, and it's actually a pretty serious vulnerability. So any website has to deal with input that takes information and from other people and displays it, right? They have to process input. And, you know, one of the tricky challenges with any website like that is you have to sanitize the input in a way so that when it's rendered in a web browser, that it doesn't turn into something that is unexpected. For example, propagating malware, running arbitrary code. And again, basically people entering stuff into a website and getting it to render arbitrary code on somebody else's computer. That's considered a security vulnerability and not good. Most websites that care actually try to take steps to do that. And eBay does do that. This is an unusual situation. And apparently using an alphabet of 6 characters that eBay doesn't currently strip out of their descriptions or wherever you can enter this stuff, you can turn into something that, well, executes code. So it's quite clever. And if you know anything about computers, you realize that when you get down to the bare metal, it's all ones and zeros anyway. So to think that you could take an alphabet of 6 characters and turn it into propagating malware doesn't seem all that far-fetched to me. So now I'm hoping that with the exposure that this is going to get, I'm pretty sure that eBay will get into action and actually fix this issue. They said they weren't. And Checkpoint did do the responsible disclosure behavior, disclose it to them first before going public with it. But because they said they weren't going to fix it, and Checkpoint thought it might be that it's going to have a wide impact, that maybe that disclosing it's the right thing to do. And I tend to agree with that approach. I'm all about doing responsible disclosure, but something like this can have a huge impact on people because eBay is a mainstream site. I mean, it's something that most everybody that I know that has used the internet has used eBay at one time or another. So it doesn't seem inconceivable to me that somebody could create a malicious seller profile, put in this malicious code into their descriptions or wherever this stuff can go, and potentially create or have malware or something get loaded on the computer. And there's a proof of concept, and there's a link in the show notes to the article on the Checkpoint blog. You can read all of the details and see the YouTube videos demonstrating the vulnerability. So I hope that eBay will actually take notice and fix this now that it's been made public. And be careful on eBay in the meantime. I'm probably not going to use it myself until they fix this, because it just seems it's potentially dangerous, and that's something, and sadly there's probably other sites like this that have issues like this. Of course, they get found all the time, but this has pretty wide impact because it's a site that everybody knows about. So just be careful when you're on eBay for the time being until eBay decides that they are willing to fix this problem. And I'm not sure what it's going to take to fix it. I'll be honest, I don't know. But hopefully it's something that they can do. And therefore we'll all be safer when we're browsing eBay. That's of course not going to fix all the other sites where this kind of thing's a problem on, but gotta start somewhere. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.